This message comes from NPR sponsor Progressive Insurance, where drivers who switch could save hundreds on car insurance. Get your quote at progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Live from NPR News, I'm Dale Willman. Officials say a video released today by Hamas shows that footage of two Israeli hostages indicates that the two men are still alive. As NPR's Peter Kenyon reports, one of the hostages is a dual U.S. citizen believed to be held in Gaza.
American citizen Keith Siegel is seen in the video, which also includes footage of another hostage, Omri Meron. Israeli media reported that Siegel was abducted from his home in Kfar Aza, one of the sites Hamas militants swept into on October 7th. Israel says they killed some 1,200 people and took hostages. The second hostage in the video, Omri Meron, was reportedly taken from his home in kibbutz Nahal Oz. Israel's Channel 12 News quoted Omri Meron's father, who called it the first sign of life from his son, adding, "I am excited to tears." Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Jerusalem.
Hamas officials say they're reviewing a new Israeli proposal for a ceasefire in Gaza. Egypt, meanwhile, is increasing its efforts to act as a mediator for a new deal there. The latest effort comes as Israel has placed dozens of tanks and armored vehicles close to the Gaza city of Rafah for a possible attack. Residents of eastern Nebraska were searching through debris today after an EF3 tornado ripped through the area on Friday. More than 150 homes in Omaha's western suburbs were leveled by the storm. Nebraska Public Media's Brian Beach has more.
Preliminary damage reports indicate the tornado had winds up to 165 miles per hour when it hit Elkhorn, Nebraska, just after 4 p.m. Friday. No deaths and only a few minor injuries have been reported, something Chris Franks with the National Weather Service says is a testament to people taking warnings seriously.
When you see events like this around the country with this level of damage on tornadoes on the ground for this long, and almost inevitably you end up with fatalities or critical injuries.
Nebraska Governor Jim Pillen says he received a call from President Biden offering federal support for the cleanup process. More severe storms are expected in the Midwest throughout the remainder of the weekend. For NPR News, I'm Brian Beach in Omaha, Nebraska.
The Texas Supreme Court has ruled that universities are not financially liable for the in-person experiences students lost during the COVID-19 pandemic. From member station KERA, Toluwani Osibamuwa reports.
Luke Hogan alleged SMU stripped students of an in-person college experience when the pandemic hit in spring 2020 and the school went to remote instruction. Students at SMU each paid an estimated $25,000 in tuition and more than $3,000 in fees. But the Texas Supreme Court ruled that a 2021 law retroactively protects SMU from having to pay that back, and that the law doesn't violate the Texas Constitution. George Christian is with the Texas Civil Justice League.
I think the legislature felt sort of act of God situation like this. You know, everybody had to take a hit, and they did.
Critics say the COVID liability protection law was passed specifically to protect universities. For NPR News, I'm Toluwani Osibemowo in Dallas.
And this is NPR News. At least 20 soldiers were killed in southwest Cambodia and several more injured Saturday when an ammunition dump exploded at a military base. Officials say several buildings were destroyed by the blast and nearby homes were also damaged. Officials say the cause of the blast remains unknown. Kristi Noem, who's a contender for Donald Trump's running mate, is defending her decision to shoot and kill a family dog. Her account of the killing was told in her forthcoming memoir, and it's drawing criticism from Democrats and animal rights groups. NPR's Emma Bowman reports.
The Guardian published excerpts of Noem's story about a 14-month-old wire-haired pointer named Cricket. Noem, the Republican governor of South Dakota, says the dog was aggressive and, quote, less than worthless as a hunting dog. She said the dog ruined a pheasant hunting trip, later attacked another family's chickens, and bit her. She then realized she had to put the dog down. Animal welfare group PETA denounced the governor for shooting the dog instead of trying to train her or find another owner. On Friday, Noem responded to the backlash. In a post on X, she said, quote, "We love animals, but tough decisions like this happen all the time on a farm." Emma Bowman, NPR News.
Franz Wagner had 34 points and 13 rebounds as the Orlando Magic beat the Cleveland Cavaliers 112-89 tonight in NBA playoff action. Orlando held the Cavs scoreless for almost 7 minutes in the second half for the win, tying their first-round series 2-2. Oklahoma City Thunder, meanwhile, beat the New Orleans Pelicans 106-85 to take a 3-0 lead in that series. And the Celtics beat the Miami Heat 104-84 for a 2-1 series lead. I'm Dale Willman, NPR News.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Stearns & Foster. Every Stearns & Foster mattress is handcrafted for irresistible comfort with indulgent memory foam and ultra-conforming IntelliCoils for your most comfortable sleep. Learn more at stearnsandfoster.com.